All right, Simintov Reish Sadi. Simintov Reish Sadi, Sif Yud Ches. The Ramah says, in Kar Osa Betzibor, Ve'ezi Yachid Lo Shema'a, if they read it Betzibor already, the Megillah Betzibor, but there was someone who wasn't at Shul, Yuchal Likros Afil Chachila B'Yachid, Ho V'Kar Osa Bo'Seir Basar, then he's allowed to read it to himself. Since there was a minion that read it, he can now read it to himself. And he needs to make a bracha himself. But the Mishnah Berurah says that there are many who disagree with this and hold that you need to try and gather a minion in order for you to read the Megillah, and that's what we should do. If you miss the minion, you should then gather 10 people to your house to be able to read the Megillah instead. When you read on your own on a day that's not on the appropriate day, the 14th or the 15th, so then you would not make a bracha in that situation. Tafrei Tzadi Aleph. Ein kosvin b'megillah ela b'dio. You need to write the Megillah in ink, al hagvil, al aklap, a sefer Torah, the different parchments that we write on, and the minhag is to write it on the cloth because that's a more beautiful thing to write in. Kasav b'mei afatzim, mekan kanasam ksheir, kasav b'sharmi nitzavonim psuli, you can't write in another color. V'tzricha sirtu ketor atzma, you need to draw lines, you need to inscribe lines on each line of the Megillah. V'eina orsha l'tzarech l'abid l'shma, v'yesham tzarech ibid l'shma. There's machlokas whether you need to do the tanning of the cloth lishma or not. You can't be written by a non-Jew. So it is the same dinim of how to write the letters for a Torah. That's how you have to write for the Megillah also. But just as we saw that if some of the letters are missing in a Megillah, it's still a kosher Megillah, so too, if you make a couple mistakes, you're still going to be okay. One very important halacha that you should be aware of is that there's a machlokas, are you allowed to touch the Megillah with your bare hands? Does it have the same din as a Sefer Torah that you're not allowed to touch with your bare hands? No, you need to use a talis. So it's the same thing true by a Megillah. So the minhag is lahakel, but we should try and wash our hands before touching the Megillah. That's what one should do. If a Megillah falls on the floor, Rav Yashiv writes, you don't need to fast, even though you have to fast if the Torah falls. But that's very important to be aware of. You should always wash your hands before touching the Megillah, as opposed to Sefer Torah, which even washing your hands would not help.